Subhanallah, our beautiful deen of Islam requires for us to be Muslims in full. We don't pick and choose. We try our best to adhere to the rulings of Islam, the teachings of Islam, the pillars of Islam. From a young age, we're taught five pillars of Islam: Shahada, Salah, Zakat, Hajj, Sawm, Siyam in Ramadan. And throughout our lives, we have to be consistent. One of the pillars is Hajj. People, despite having wealth, they don't perform it, unfortunately. They have other things in mind. Oh, I'll do it later. Or if I get married, I'll have to do it again with my partner. I'll just wait till then. Not realizing that when something becomes felt upon you, it's necessary for you to go, to be proactive. People neglect it. People have spent 40 years, 50 years, 60 years of their life, they've never seen the house of Allah. They've been given wealth. They've built palaces, you could say, in their homeland, place of birth, worth hundreds of thousands of pounds, but they can't go on the Umrah. Very unfortunate. Look what the Prophet ﷺ said: "Tabi'u bayna al-hajj wal-umrati, fa'innahuma yanfiyan al-faqra, wal-dhunuba kama yanfi al-kiru khabath al-hadid, wal-dhahab wal-fidda, wa laysa lil-hajjati al-mabrurati thawabun illa al-jannah." Rasulullah ﷺ said that follow Hajj and Umrah with another. Why? Because Hajj and Umrah, they repel faqr, they repel poverty. And here, what else does it remove? Sins. Just as a furnace removes rust from iron, from gold, from silver. And the reward for an accepted Hajj is nothing except for Jannah. So whenever we go and perform worship, whether Hajj or Umrah, we need to learn, we need to perform it correctly, and then hope for the best in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.